Grace, peace, and mercy are yours from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You're going to get a triple dose of this Old Testament reading today. This is one that you need to have on your mind. Israel, why then do you complain that the Lord doesn't know your troubles or care if you suffer injustice? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He created the world. He never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thoughts. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young now grow weak. Young people can fall exhausted. But those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow weak. Former police officer with the Los Angeles Police Department tells how the department would demonstrate to rookie officers the value of their bulletproof vests that they had been issued. The vests were placed on mannequins, and then the officers would fire round after round into these vests. And the rookies were then asked to check to see if any of the rounds had gone through the vests. Invariably, the vests were effective and they would pass the test. And then the trainer would then ask the rookie officers, "So, who wants to wear a vest and let us test it on you and see how it works? Do we have any volunteers in here?" No, I didn't. I don't blame you. Could cover my entire body, and I would still be very hesitant to put on to let people open fire on me. Why? Because it is one thing to say that I have faith, to say it, but it's quite different to actually act upon that faith. You see, there are a lot of things in this world that threaten our feelings of safety and security. The plans, the goals, the things in life that we desire are often threatened by powers beyond our own control. We may lose our employment. We may lose our financial security. We may lose friendships. We lose loved ones. We lose our sense of well-being and our sense of health. We lose our feeling of calm and peace because of outside pressures and threats that are beyond our control, like the weather or international politics. Or natural disasters. And at times like those, it's really easy to be anxious, to panic. And it's easy to take our eyes off of God's faithfulness and begin to look around for other forms of power and security and control. But throughout Scripture, God's message has always been to his people, "Trust me. Put your faith in my promises. Rely on me. Cast your anxieties upon me." And Isaiah says just this to God's people. "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, 'My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God'?" Let me provide you with a little bit of context. Judah was a very small kingdom surrounded by larger and much more powerful nations, one of them being the kingdom of or empire, more like, of Babylon. It had a fearsome army and a reputation for destroying anything that got in their way. And Judah was smack dab in their way as they were extending their borders. The people of Judah felt, rightfully so, vulnerable, very weak, and very threatened. And it was very difficult to ignore the dangers that surrounded them. And so, like many of us, we would seek every advantage, and the people of Judah sought every advantage against this formidable enemy. So they sought to strengthen themselves by praying to the gods of their neighboring nations and making alliances with the pagan nations, both things that were absolutely forbidden by the one true God. But why would they do it? So why would they do that? I mean, these are the people of Judah, therefore the people of God. So why would they turn their back on God and seek other sources of power? Well, I think we know how this story goes. But knowing the story is different than living the story, so I feel like I can really sympathize with the people of Judah. They lived in a very real world, like we do, filled with really real dangers, like we do. And they were afraid, like we get. And they needed help from wherever they could get it, as we oftentimes feel. and they were fully aware of how ruthless and destructive the Babylonians could be. They could not ignore the danger that was right on their doorstep. And it's really no different for us. I mean, we might not have one of the world's great empires right at our doorstep, but there are things that in our lives rattle our sense of security and well-being. Maybe you're feeling unsettled as we make important decisions about our church. Maybe you're facing maybe you're facing challenges in your family or your marriage. Perhaps there's no joy in going to work. Maybe you're downhearted about the path that your kids are taking as adults. Or maybe you're just dragged down by your own self, depressed about the havoc that sin wreaks in your lives. You're feeling bad about the things that you say and do, and feeling despondent about falling into that same old sin again and again. Whatever it is that's discouraging you, it's good to remember that God has plenty of experience with people who are fearful, discouraged, and upset. In fact, if you read the Bible, it seems that he actually targets these people and uses them. So remember Elijah and how depressed and discouraged he became, and all he wanted to do was die. Or what about Moses, when he had to deal with people who were so ungrateful and always rebelling? He must have wanted to just throw up his hands and walk out on them when they got a little too extra. Think about the disciples out on a lake in a wild storm, and even though Jesus was in there, sleeping sound as a baby, they were convinced that the wind and the waves would overwhelm them and that they were all about to drown. They even believed that Jesus didn't care what happened to them. And they woke him up saying, "Don't you see that we're all about to die?" And you know, that's the same question that God's people asked of God in the Old Testament. "Lord, our enemies are surrounding us. Don't you care that we are about to be crushed by the Babylonians?" And the answer that the prophet gives is one that is worth reading again and again and again, when it seems that our troubles are more than we can hear. Did I say triple dose? I meant quadruple dose. "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, 'My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God'? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall fall faint and weary, and the young men shall fall exhausted. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint." If nothing else, how about memorizing this one sentence? "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." Or if you like, "Those who trust in the Lord will have their strength renewed." You see, the problem with the people of Judah, and what is often our problem, is that they thought that God had abandoned them, or that perhaps their God was too weak or too far removed to be bothered by their problems. And so Isaiah gives them a reality check. "What is wrong with you guys? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? Hasn't anyone told you that God can do anything? If he can create an entire universe, he's able to make all the stars. He knows how many there are, and he can check on them whenever he wants, even though there are millions upon millions of them." Jesus speaks about worry. His speech about worry reminds us, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Because God's power is so great, and he loves and cares for his creation, it follows that his love for you and his concern for you in the middle of your problems is unquestionable. We need only to look to the cross, and we can see just how much God loves us. There he died for us, as unworthy as we are, and there on the cross he gave us forgiveness for our sin and hope for our future. As Paul said to the Roman Christians, if God is for us, who can be against us? In other words, no one can win the fight against us with God on our side. One of the great movies of all time was the 1959 epic, Ben-Hur. One of the movie's most riveting scenes where Charlton Heston, playing Ben-Hur, defeated his arch enemy in an extremely wild chariot race. That scene alone required 5 weeks of filming, 15,000 extras, and 18 chariots. To add to the spirit of authenticity, Charlton Heston himself actually learned to drive the chariots he'd be using in the race. And he practiced for weeks and weeks. But even after all those weeks of practice, he was worried about the film shoot, and he confided to the stunt coordinator, "I can drive the chariot, but I'm not sure I can win." And the stuntman replied, "Chuck, you just make sure you stay in the chariot, and I'll make sure you win the race." You see, Heston made the mistake of thinking that he actually had to win the race by his own power and skill. He had forgotten that the outcome had already been decided by the screenwriters in the script. So there's no way he could lose. And that is the point that God is trying to get to us in Isaiah 40. With God on your side, you can't lose. You probably know the Bible well enough to know that script has already been written, and that God is triumphant. He's the winner. It's been written in the blood of Jesus, you might say, the blood that reminds us that we are God's special and chosen people, and that he'll never give up on us. We might be scared to our wit's end by events that threaten our safety. We might be disappointed in ourselves or the way things are going. We might grow weary. We might grow tired. We might grow disheartened and exhausted, and oftentimes we will be tempted to just give up. But we have a God who never gets tired of caring for us and loving us, even when we think he isn't close to us. In fact, sometimes it's hard to feel his closeness. His promise is as certain as ever. So let's together read this verse. Have you not known? Have you not heard?